Small Biz Central.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain has owned retail businesses, restaurants, and consulting practices. Today, her specialty is teaching clients to create strategic, profitable, long-lasting relationships using social networking. Mary Pat Cavanaugh, a.k.a. the Queen of Connections and the Queen of Marketing, has been an entrepreneur since she was 20 years old. In 1999, she opened Strategic Results Marketing, LLC. She's the president and chief marketing strategist of that company. Joining us live on the line from Tooele, Utah, to tell us more about the work she's doing is Mary Pat Cavanaugh. Mary Pat, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you.
Great to have you.
Great to be here.
How did your experience as an entrepreneur ultimately inform the work you're now doing?
You know, it's a great story, and at a first glance, it's like, how did you end up in this social networking world when you've owned furniture stores and restaurants, and how does that all correlate? And when I look back, you had mentioned that I've been kind of a serial entrepreneur for the last 20 years. I've owned a number of different businesses, and honestly, not all of them were successful. So when I look back on my history of what were the successful businesses and why were they successful, I can correlate all of my successes directly to the relationships that I had developed in my community and in and around my businesses. So, and I did that in a number of different ways. I did that by visiting other businesses, connecting with my immediate neighbors around my retail business.
Yeah.
And when I really focused on those relationships and why those relationships were so important to my success, it was an easy leap to jump into where I am at now. And I started teaching people how to create these relationships. And of course, with the onset of social media, social networking, in the last couple years, it became really obvious that the best way to connect with some of these people online was through social networking. You could immediately get right to them, right through all of the gatekeepers, and have a real conversation with them. And so that's kind of the very quick version of how I went from running all of these businesses to identifying what's really important in the success of my businesses and landing in this social networking, which is a great world to be able to connect and develop these profitable, very profitable relationships with the different people in your business.
When people ask you, what is Web 2.0, how do you answer?
Web 2.0 is a combination of a different things. Of course, the Internet's been around for a number of years, but Web 2.0 is it's taking the one-sidedness of the Internet and making it interactive. So that's a combination of a couple different things. People go to the Internet for information. The Nielsen ratings recently did a study, and the number one place that people get information from over their friends and family is the Internet. And they do that in a way that they don't just collect this information, but then they take that information and they want feedback. They depend on their community to filter what's good information and what is not good information. So the number one reason why they go to the Internet is for information. And the second reason to back that up is the connections, building these relationships with people so that they can depend on them for properly filtering good information from bad information. So it's really a combination of information and connections, and it's the interactivity and the conversations that are going on blogs, on websites, in social networking about all of these different topics and information.
Is there a dilemma that the small business owner faces when knowing that they need to participate in these systems and in social networking, but yet they need the time to run their retail shop or small business? How do you recommend small business people approach that?
I'll tell you that 9 out of 10 times I have a conversation with somebody and they say, I need to be out there. I need to be doing this social networking. I know it's valuable and I just can't fit it into my life. What should I do?
Yeah.
I ask them, why? Why do you need to be out there? And 9 out of 10 times they don't know why. They just feel this social pressure. There's this energy that's out there in the social networking world, and it's almost sucking people into it, and people don't know why they're jumping into it. The number one thing I would tell people to do, be very clear why you are including social networking in your marketing plan. Why are you going to use this particular strategy, and what do you expect to get out of it? If it is a handful of relationships that are going to help you maybe create some business partnerships, some product development, maybe increase your visibility, whatever that is, that's great, and then figure out how you can track it. But be very clear why you're doing this, because most people out there don't know why they're doing it, and therefore they have no way to track if it's working or not. Something so basic, and yet so many people, when I ask them why they're participating, they don't know. So
that
be
is
very clear about why you're stepping into this new arena.
It's almost analogous to why would you advertise? It's a very similar type of question, isn't it?
It is. Very, and probably the answers are the same. You've got your choices. You're either going to participate for increased visibility, to increase your credibility, and maybe you are an expert in what you do, but people online don't know. So it's online credibility. And maybe it's as basic as cash flow. You want revenue, and you see this as an opportunity to either connect with people to help you get more visibility, to sell more of your products. But you need to be very clear, what is that goal? What are you trying to achieve?
We're visiting with Mary Pat Cavanaugh. She's the founder and CEO of Strategic Results Marketing LLC. You're the chief strategist, among other things. You have three steps to building a network of raving fans. Wanted to dig in a little bit and see how you think about that.
You know, people say, okay, where do I get started? What do I do in this social networking? No matter what your purpose is, whether you are getting into it for visibility, credibility, or to make more money, which I think when it comes down to it, that's really why we're all there.
Sure.
You need to build a network, and it's really important that when you're doing this, you're not just, it's not a numbers game. Quality is everything in social networking, and you've got the opportunity for the first time ever to really present yourself in a manner so that you attract people who really like you. When it comes down to it, we've all heard the phrase, you do business with people you know, like, and trust. And I actually call this the KLT factor for know, like, and trust. And I really want to accentuate that when we do business with people, it's not because of what we do. There's 1,000,010 marketing strategists out there. So why you would do business with me is because you like me as a person. You connect with my energy. You like what I'm all about. Maybe you like that I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years and I've got varying experience in different businesses. So it's something about me, which means that you need to share that information about yourself. Share some of those interests. Share what you do when you're not working. It's really important that you've got a life outside of your business, because we like to do business with real people. And it's those things that you do when you're not working that people connect with on a very basic level and really get to like who you're at. So once you've kind of set yourself up to start attracting these people, you want to be able to get out there and build your network quickly, and you want to build it with people who eventually will go out and promote who you are and what you're all about, even
sure,
without you asking them to. And that's the real power in this. And I've got a very simple three-step process to kind of kickstart this whole snowball effect of people connecting with you and you connecting with the right people.
Fabulous.
So the first step is start in a group. You've already set yourself up in your favorite social networking. I like to use Facebook as an example because it is the number one social network out there right now. So you get into Facebook, and then you find a group of interest to you. And this can be a group on a personal level. So if you're an avid gardener or a cook, you can join a group that is relative to that. Or it can be something specific to your business. So join a group, and almost all the social networks have them out there, whether it's Plaxo, MySpace, LinkedIn, or whatever your favorite network is. They've got a group feature. So get into a group with something that really interests you. Then check out the wall. There's a wall. There's a place where people post information, and there's usually discussion boards where conversations are happening. I suggest you go into this these discussion boards and get a feel for the energy that's happening in these discussion boards and what they're talking about. And when people start asking questions, step in and answer them, and then connect with people. So the three steps is join a group of interest, then get involved in the discussion boards. And once you start those conversations going, connect with these people and let them know you're connecting because of this group, because of this topic of interest, because you guys have something in common with each other.
I know you have some ideas around building a list of friends and then monetizing it. Have you covered a lot of this already in terms of the mechanism of getting involved and then having people virally get excited about the relationship with you and then refer? I mean, is that what you mean when you say monetize it?
That's exactly what I mean, and it happens when you're not even conscious about it. When you start connecting with great people who really like who you are, maybe it is just that you're both avid cooks and you both like to spend time in the kitchen, and your businesses have nothing to do with each other. With the 6 degrees of separation, that person that you've just connected with, it, who really likes you as a person, is going to run across somebody else who needs your services, and he's going to sell you for you. You don't even have to do anything.
So there's
and
a lot of.
That's why I call them raving fans.
Yeah. I was going to say there's a lot of leverage in all of this.
Definitely.
Okay. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about some of the workshops that you're doing, how they work, and how we can find out about them.
I've got so much stuff going on, David, all the time, and especially with the changes in social networking. I've got new things popping up all the time. You can check out a lot of what I do at queenofmarketing.com/blog. I like to post a lot of different events on my blog. Specifically, I've got a new package that can really just kick you in the pants in the next 30 days. It's a package that I've put together for people who just want to get started right now. And it's a series of different interviews and classes that I've taught that teaches you about how to create a joint venture or a lucrative relationship using social networking, how to make money, how to set yourself up to attract the right people. And I've packaged all of this, and you can get more information about that at queenofmarketing.com/30 days.
Oh, fantastic.
You're going to get going and start making money in the next 30 days.
Queenofmarketing.com/blog is the website. Our guest has been Mary Pat Cavanaugh. She's the founder and CEO of Strategic Results Marketing, LLC. And truly, it's a delight to have you on the show and share your experience and your knowledge about how to leverage Web 2.0 into something profitable for a small business. Thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thanks, David.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.